Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The president gave a statement last night with little warning about the dramatic attack on Osama bin Laden. His statement confirmed what had been swirling around the information space for about an hour. Here is that statement, in case you haven't heard it, from the East Room of the White House, delivered at 11:45 last night.
Over the last 10 years, thanks to the tireless and heroic work of our military and our counterterrorism professionals, we've made great strides in that effort. We've disrupted terrorist attacks and strengthened our homeland defense. In Afghanistan, we removed the Taliban government, which had given bin Laden and al-Qaeda safe haven and support. And around the globe, we worked with our friends and allies to capture or kill scores of al-Qaeda terrorists, including several who were a part of the 9/11 plot. Yet, Osama bin Laden avoided capture and escaped across the Afghan border into Pakistan. Meanwhile, al-Qaeda continued to operate from along that border and operate through its affiliates across the world. And so shortly after taking office, I directed Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, to make the killing or capture of bin Laden the top priority of our war against al-Qaeda, even as we continued our broader efforts to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat his network. Then, last August, after years of painstaking work by our intelligence community, I was briefed on a possible lead to bin Laden. It was far from certain, and it took many months to run this thread to ground. I met repeatedly with my national security team as we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound deep inside Pakistan. And finally, last week, I determined that we had enough intelligence to take action and authorized an operation to get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice. Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
That's most of the statement last night President Obama made from the East Wing of the White, the East Room of the White House, delivered, as I said before, at about 15 minutes before midnight on May 1st, a day that will be historically remembered as the last day on Earth of Osama bin Laden. And it's worth remembering, first of all, how much this man has sort of dominated American headlines, American policy, American sort of domestic psychology, and we'll be talking about that all morning. As far as the news coverage is concerned, this little detail I'll leave you with, the news broke on Twitter. And as far as we can tell, and you know, we're still sort of sorting this out, as far as we can tell, the first tweet came from Keith Urban, who is the former chief of staff for Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. He broke the news on his Twitter feed. Here's the quote. "So I'm told by a reputable person they have killed Osama bin Laden, period. Hot damn," end quote. The first Twitter, the first headline on this story. Here's President George W. Bush recalling a moment over the last 10 years.
"In terms of Mr. bin Laden himself, we'll get him running. We'll smoke him out of his cave, and we'll get him eventually. But success or failure depends not on bin Laden. Success or failure depends upon routing out terrorism where it may exist all around the world."
George Bush's mission finished by President Obama. Osama bin Laden, dead.